Okay, Devin, I'm off to work. Love you.
Bye-bye, baby. Welcome to Tay to Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Don't Blame Me from Reputation.
Don't blame me, love me, McGrainley. And today, we are discussing our first vault song.
Woohoo!
Bye Bye Baby from Fearless. Taylor's version.
Very, very exciting stuff.
Very exciting. Bye Bye Baby is the 26th track on Fearless Taylor's version.
Nice
long album.
This album was released April 9th, 2021.
Woohoo.
And the song was co-written by Liz Rose.
Our girl.
Yes.
Liz Rose. The vault songs from Taylor's version albums are newly recorded but were previously written. These songs didn't make it onto the original Fearless album, and these are some that she wanted to add in.
And in case you are a newer Swiftie, the whole Taylor's version thing is because Taylor is re-recording her 6 original albums so that she has all the rights to her own masters.
Yes.
So that's why it's called Taylor's version.
Yep.
They will be her versions of her old records, hopefully rendering her old records
useless.
Yeah, that is the what I was going to say.
So that a certain someone doesn't get any royalties.
Yes, so that she owns her own masters.
Yeah.
And the fun thing about this that Taylor has done for the fans is that in re-recording these songs, she released these vault songs.
Yes. Yeah.
And the reason we're doing Bye Bye Baby, which does not start with a D.
If you didn't notice.
If you didn't notice, is because Don't You would be our next song in the alphabet. And because we missed Bye Bye Baby, it came out after we finished the B's.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to insert it in here, and then Don't You will come out later this week.
Yeah.
And this is how we'll do all vault songs from here on out.
Yes.
Yes. So Devin, what do you think about Bye Bye Baby?
I am a fan of pretty much all of the vault songs on this new album. There are 6 of them,
mm-hmm.
and they're all pretty good. I would say 4 of them are, like, real good, and then 2 of them are, like, good.
Mm.
This is one of the good ones for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is one that I haven't played too much just because, like, the other vault songs do it much more for me.
Mm.
However, I do really like the lyric in this song. Liz Rose has always been a great collaborator with Taylor, and she has some of the best lyrical songs, I think. All Too Well, mm-hmm. for instance. The lyric on this is really great, and compared to Don't You, which we're going to be talking about later this week, where the lyric is not really robust, not much going on with the lyric there, this one definitely tells a full story, and like I love the imagery, I love the feelings it evokes, the groove of the song is really melancholy and calm, but like, you know, you totally get her passion in it. And I love the chorus. I love the melody of the chorus. And I especially love the final chorus where she riffs up and the fill disappears and the harmonies go with her. The bye bye baby, yay! That part. And she has the 3 harmonies with her and it just like sounds super glorious. I love, love, love that part. But in terms of a song, this is one that I'm not really going to go to very often, I think. I think if I put Fearless Taylor's version on shuffle and this one comes up, like, awesome. But some of the other vault songs that we're going to get to from this album definitely hit harder for me personally. So, but a really nice song, and she sounds great.
Yeah.
Like, she sounds so, so good.
Yeah.
So, what about you? What do you think?
So, I think Bye Bye Baby fits into the whole Fearless narrative and vibe really seamlessly. I totally see how it could have been on the original album. I think it just fits perfectly in that way. I find the song emotional and pretty relatable, but it's not my favorite of Taylor's breakup songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for me personally, it doesn't have enough bite as a breakup song. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit too just sad and melancholy. You know, it tells like a simple story, and it's just maybe a touch too slow for me.
Sure.
I'm really glad that she released it and that we got to hear it fully produced and recorded. Like, what a gift it is that she gave us. us these vault songs, but I would say that I think this one is my least favorite of the six vault songs. It's just not as much my type of song, and the other vault songs really spoke to me.
Like, hardcore.
Yeah.
Do you relate to this song at all?
I think that the line, "I still love you, but I can't," is super relatable. It's a really strange feeling when someone breaks up with you who you still love. So you basically just have to, like, work to turn off and, like, change the feelings that you have. And it's really hard to do that if the decision was basically made for you. You didn't make the decision yourself. You just have to be like, okay, I love you, but I can't. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And that just, I mean, it's just a very awful situation to be in. And that's why I will always say that it's harder to be dumped than it is to be the dumper. Because one person has time to prepare and get ready to leave that relationship and for the feelings to kind of change or dwindle, while the other is kind of just forced to adjust, like doesn't get to make the decision. You don't really get the option to stay in love with someone who doesn't want you back.
Yeah.
It's just like unfortunate and sad if that's the case, and it sucks. So I will always stand by that fact that it's much harder to be dumped.
Sure. I totally agree with that, unless it's a mutual breakup. And where the relationship has been kind of going downhill for a while and both parties are aware of it and both parties kind of know that they're growing apart or whatever. So that can happen. Yeah. But you're right. A lot of times, and definitely with the lyric of this song, like, she was blindsided.
Yeah. And I do feel like if it's more of like a mutual thing, that is a lot easier to adjust to in terms of if both parties understand, hey, this isn't working. Yeah. But like that's the best case scenario.
Oh, sure. But that's not what this song is about.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah. I totally relate as well. The feeling of losing someone when you aren't ready to, and like that everything just feels like gray. Like, what's interesting to me is the line, "It wasn't just like a movie. The rain didn't soak down to my clothes, down to my skin." There's nothing glamorous about breakups.
Yeah.
And the thing about movies is that, like, oh my God, a thunderstorm all of a sudden starts when you get broken up
with. It's dramatic. Like, yeah.
Or a sad song plays in a sad montage of you. Like, it's quick. The break happens, and then it's done. Like, as soon as those words are uttered, like, I don't want to be with you anymore. Or, like, I want to break up with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's done. That part of the process of being broken up with or having a relationship end is so quick. And so, like, raw and real, and you can't really prepare for it.
Yeah.
And it's not like a movie at all. And it's so sensationalized in movies and stuff. And that has been my thought process before of, like, if I am, you know, in a relationship or something and I had broken up with somebody, that what way should it have been? Like, should it have been this big thing? Or, like, did I, you know, like, now what?
Well, like, you can't really ever predict how someone's going to react. And sometimes it's the first feeling is often shock, especially if you're blindsided, like in this song.
Yeah.
I think that that's probably the first thing where you're like, are you upset? Like, where's the emotion? And sometimes people show it immediately. And sometimes it's like, you have to think because it hits you. It's not like immediately someone says, hey, I think we should break up. And you're like, I hate you. Like, you have to be like, wait, what?
Yeah. That line was just really fascinating because it's a pop song that she's written, you know, and now has been listened to by millions of people.
Yeah.
So it's technically sensationalized in a way. It's a breakup that,
it's interesting
that she's talking about being very candid and not sensational, but in a very famous now song.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting, like,
how that goes together.
You know, juxtaposition, if you will.
I will say some of my breakups were pretty damn dramatic.
Yeah. I mean, they can be totally dramatic, but it's just usually between the two people, like the dramas between the two people, and then maybe like friends and stuff, but like it's not you know, seen by millions of
people. And there's not a montage or
and the thing, and we've said it before, the thing about Taylor is that when she writes a breakup song about somebody, it's not just being sung to like her best friend. It's being sung to 140 million people. And so that's the difference. I think that this song is wildly relatable, as are a lot of, I mean, almost all of the songs she wrote during the Fearless era are like, you know, those teenage years
completely.
Of like, oh my God, like this has happened to me, this has happened to my friends, this has happened to everybody.
Yeah, so. And tapping into those same feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing you said before that was interesting is just like thinking about like a good way to break up with someone, which there never is. No. But because we have some younger listeners, I think it's important to say that the best way to break up with someone is just to be like very clear and honest and don't lead anyone on. Yeah. Don't make it linger. Don't stay in a relationship if you're going to not treat the person well.
Yeah.
Like just be honest and like try to minimize the hurt as much as possible.
Yeah. And like face to face.
Yes. Never text a breakup. It
or phone call.
Is awful.
Or Facebook or Instagram or like face to face is just, I mean.
If you can. Obviously, sometimes, yeah. In, you know, with COVID and quarantine, right, that might not be possible. But yeah, that's the most respectful way for it to be done.
Yep.
Coming from having not always had that.
Right. Yeah. Well, now we get to the segment of Gossip. And now it's time for the segment of Totally Random Ad.
Hi there. Do you love stories that start out ordinary, but with the turn of a universe become unforgettable, life-changing moments? So do I. I'm Ruru Sig, and I'm inviting you to the Story Chaser podcast. Join the adventure, and I promise that you will laugh, cry, and feel inspired when you listen to my narrative essays. Click the link in the notes and listen to the Story Chaser podcast, where great stories are told well.
When Taylor was announcing Fearless, Taylor's version re-records, she wrote a note to the fans, as she often does when she releases an album, explaining the vault songs and why she is releasing them now. This is that note. I've spoken a lot about why I'm remaking my first six albums, but the way I've chosen to do this will hopefully help illuminate where I'm coming from. Artists should own their own work for so many reasons, but the most screamingly obvious one is that the artist is the only one who really knows that body of work.
Mm-hmm.
For example, only I know which songs I wrote that almost made the Fearless album, songs I absolutely adored, but were held back for different reasons. Don't want too many breakup songs, don't want too many down-tempo songs, can't fit that many songs on a physical CD.
Mm-hmm.
Those reasons seem unnecessary now. I've decided I want you to have the whole story, see the entire vivid picture, and let you into the entire dreamscape that is my Fearless album.
Mm.
That's why I've chosen to include six never-before-released songs on my version of this album. These songs were written when I was between the ages 16 and 18. These were the ones it killed me to leave behind.
Yes.
So that's really, Taylor says it best.
Yeah.
These are songs that she wrote for this album that she wishes had been on the album, didn't make it on for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she obviously was younger and was very influenced by the people in her life, the management, mm-hmm. the record label, making decisions with her music and her. And also just the fact that CDs were where people got their music. Mm-hmm. Streaming services weren't really a thing. I guess iTunes was a thing, but not everyone had it.
No, yeah.
You know, you can't really release a 26-track CD as your second album.
Yeah, unless it's a double disc.
Yeah, which Fearless Taylor's version is a double disc. Mm-hmm. But as an 18-year-old releasing that, they're going to be like, hey, maybe you should have edited this, you know?
Yeah, like maybe you should have like 14 songs or like 13.
Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, what happened then. And it's so cool now, all these years later, Taylor being like, these are those songs. And she knows with her fan base that we're going to listen to them and love them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so cool that she's able to do that.
Yeah.
What's interesting in Bye Bye Baby is that it used to be titled The One Thing, which was a previously unreleased song that was leaked. So many people, many Swifties do know this song. They knew The One Thing. When Taylor released it as a vault song, she both changed the name and some lyrics. So some of the lyrics that were in The One Thing were, "And all you have is to walk away from the one thing I thought would never leave me."
Mm.
And it was changed to, "All I have is your sympathy because you took me home, but you just couldn't keep me."
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there were other lyric changes too, but because the song is unreleased, I couldn't find any version of it on YouTube or anywhere on the internet. So I can't verify other lyric changes from the original other than these. I mean, you know, you can see something on a Reddit thread, but what does that really mean? There's nothing I can fact check it
with. Right, right, right.
If anyone has a recording of The One Thing that they're able to email to us, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to see it. And I know that, like, Swifties who knew the original were sad about the changes.
Mm.
But again, there's nothing we can compare it on.
Right.
So I think these new lyrics are stronger.
Yeah.
That she wrote. And they just flow better.
Yeah.
But I've never heard it again. So
so I don't really know.
I can't say. And what was interesting when I was, like, learning about this and reading about it is there apparently was something called the Inner Circle, which were these Taylor Swift fans that somehow got access to all these leaked songs, like early demos. There are people who maybe worked in old record companies that the demos had gone to over the years, things like that. And they had this online website where they would talk about these unreleased songs, but not share them.
Oh.
And then sometimes one would get leaked and they'd explain it and stuff. But there was never a verification that, yes, they definitely had it.
Mm.
You know, they're just kind of bragging about having these songs, but not sharing it.
Interesting.
Which I thought I found it very interesting. And also, like, I don't know, either release it so we can hear it or just respect Taylor the fact that it wasn't released.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've learned through Bye Bye Baby having been called the one thing and doing this research – there are so many songs from when she was young. I mean, we know that because of this whole vault.
Hundreds of
songs. Tons of unreleased songs. And now it's made me be like, I want to hear them all. I want to know them all.
Yeah.
So it'll be really fun as we go through all the re-records. Hopefully this and next year. Yeah, what we get to hear and what we get to see.
Better Man.
Devin's really, really playful Better Man.
Better Man on red, please.
I feel like that's much more likely than it was before.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely do.
And since she's been doing collaborations, like with Keith Urban in That's When, then there's a very good possibility she'll be doing more collabs. And like with Maren Morris.
Yeah. That would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's also more likely given that Taylor put Today Was a Fairy Tale onto Fearless, Taylor's version, because that song wasn't originally on Fearless. It just was written at the same time out for a movie. For never Valentine's was on an album.
Day. Yep.
So I think there's a good chance.
I think so.
Especially if Big Machine owns that master.
Yes.
That will really be what it is. Because she's not re-recording songs like Crazier because Disney owns that.
Right.
It's not Big Machine. And she still gets royalties and whatnot from it.
Right.
All very, like, fascinating inner workings of the music world.
Love Crazier.
That is a great song. As Devin mentioned earlier, Liz Rose co-wrote this song and was Taylor's co-writer and collaborator on Much of Debut and Fearless. I think it's so cool that Liz wrote two different vault songs with Taylor that Taylor included on this album. So that was both Bye Bye Baby and We Were Happy.
Right.
I personally think that we owe a lot to Liz Rose as a mentor to Taylor because under Liz Rose's tutelage, Taylor became a collaborative writing expert.
Mm-hmm.
Like she learned how to co-songwrite with Liz Rose.
Right.
She was her collaborator like from the beginning.
From the get-go, yeah.
And, you know, now she works with so many different co-writers and producers and like amazing people in the music industry all through the years. And they have totally elevated her music and brought something different to it. Even the most recent with Aaron and Jack. Like, I feel like that might never have happened, her collaboration with them, had she not learned how to be such a good collaborator from Liz Rose.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's cool that we owe a lot to Liz Rose as fans of Taylor.
Definitely.
And teaching her how to expand in this way. And I think, you know, part of creating really great art is finding the right people to collaborate and work with. And it's so cool Taylor learned this. At like age 15.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Thank you, Liz Rose.
Thank you, Liz Rose.
She wrote a really sweet post on the day that Fearless Taylor's version came out, talking about Bye Bye Baby and We Were Happy being released and like how she was so excited to see them get their day.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ah, so cool.
So, Devin, what's your favorite line in Bye Bye Baby?
My favorite line is, "You're all I want, but it's not enough this time."
Ooh, that's so good. That melody of that line is so good.
Wow. What a line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, what more can you say? Like, you're all I want, but it's not enough this time. Like, that's how you feel in when you're blindsided and whatever. But you want to want them. You want to be with them and everything, but you can't.
Yeah, that's
it's not enough.
That's
just because you want it bad enough, like, it doesn't matter because the other person has to want it as well.
Yeah.
Ugh. Heartbreaking.
That's brutal,
Heartbreaking. What about you? What's yours?
I really like the line, because you took me home, but you just couldn't keep me.
Mm.
You know, there's just something about how far you get into a relationship where you feel like, okay, like, this is it. Like, we know each other so well. I've met your whole family.
Yep.
Like, we're intertwined in each other's lives. And then when it ends, you're like, why did you do all that? Like, why did we get this far if you couldn't keep me?
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's tough. This song is sad. I feel like that's probably why.
It's just really sad.
I like it less because it's not a sad bop.
No, you know? It's not a bop. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I'm, even though there's obviously a place for sad music, I think that I'm not as drawn to it. Hmm.
Sure. Like, there's nothing, like, spiteful about this song. Like, there's no, like, witty, like, well, you had me, but now I'm so much better.
Well, that's kind of like Mr. Perfectly Fine, right. Which we both
Which
love.
Is, I think, like, the next step.
Yeah, which is, I think, really cool in terms of seeing all of Fearless, all 26 songs. She's telling these different stories from all the sides, mm-hmm. which is cool, but they didn't let her do that originally on the album, and now we're seeing it. So I think that's why it kind of...
Like, this is just, like, literally breakup just happened.
And she's, like,
And she had to write a song.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, this is what happened.
God, I wish I could channel my emotion the way that Taylor does. Like, how insane and amazing is that?
Yeah.
Like, all I did was, like, watch, like, women's gymnastics at the Olympics and How I Met Your Mother.
I mean, like, you know, but we each have our process.
It's true. It's true. But, you know, it was a rough process.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So, Gab, on a scale of 1 to 10 empty picture frames, that's a pretty good rating.
It's a really good rating. I came up with that You one. Did come up with that
what,
one.
What would you give this song?
I would give this song 5 empty picture frames.
Okay.
I feel a little guilty doing it, but I just have to follow my truth.
Sure.
It's not a song that I'm like, you know what I need to listen to today? Bye Bye Baby.
Yeah.
And it maybe could just be because of where I am at in my life.
Yeah.
And I guess learning that I like sad bops more.
Right.
And I like slow ballads about love or something. Right, right, right. You know?
Like, we love when it's slow, we want it to be happy slow. Like, love slow.
Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to find out as we go through this, there's going to be a song that breaks that mold.
Sure.
But yeah, this just, it isn't one of my favorites, but I'm still so grateful we got it. Mm-hmm. And I agree. She sounds amazing on it. And like the whole melody line of, I want you bad, but it's come down to nothing. It's so good. So, yeah.
Sympathy.
Yeah, it's like, that's just, it's so good. So yeah.
And the harmonies are so good.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it a 5 just in context of her discography.
Sure. And also, it's like, it's super new.
Yeah, so maybe I need more time to percolate with it.
Yeah.
What about you, from 1 to 10 empty picture frames?
I am going to give this 4 empty picture frames for all the reasons you just said. This song is, it's nice, and it is lyrically really great, and I love, you know, the harmonies on it and everything, but I don't think I'm gonna go out of my way to listen to it, and there are, you know, 4 other Vault songs that I kind of listen to on the reg. Two most of the time. That's when and Don't You I like go to all the time.
But you wouldn't skip it though.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't
me
skip
neither.
It.
I wouldn't
when
it.
It comes on, I totally listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I jam out.
Yeah. I jam. Especially for the end. Like, I wait for the end for that, baby!
Yeah, you that love
part.
That.
I love that part. So so I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay. Keep listening along with us. Please check us out on Instagram at TaytaZPodcast and give us all your thoughts. Is Bye Bye Baby your favorite Taylor song? Are you upset that it's not called The One Thing?
Mm.
Do you have a recording of The One Thing? You can email to us or DM.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. We would love to hear it.
I did a lot of internet sleuthing this week and could not find it. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things that said it was it. They had lyrics on the screen, but no
video?
Singing.
Oh.
No video. I'm not expecting video.
No. Yeah, we want audio.
So let us know. Mm. Please.
Taylor, if you're listening to this.
Yes.
And you have a recording of it.
Yeah, from when you're like, you know, like 16. Let us know.
Send us a home video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, be sure to follow and subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now. And if you have a moment, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. So next time, we're going to be talking about Don't You from Fearless Taylor's version from The Vault.
Bonus song. Bonus
track.
Bonus episode.
Bonus episode. Technically, the bonus episode is this episode because Don't You is going to come next.
Yeah, but this episode's coming out before.
It's fair. Okay, so bonus episode.
Bonus episode. Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.